bringing hope to many around the globe, transforming lives into legacy. Living Word with Pastor Mensah Otutu. And now, today's word.
Well, since it's our season of prayer and fasting, I'm speaking today on a subject I have called In the Spirit. In the Spirit. I remember years ago, we were having an all-night prayer meeting. And, you know, when you're having an all-night prayer meeting, it gets to around 2 a.m., the flesh becomes very weak. So it was around 2 a.m. to 3 a.m., and we had a long time of prayer, quiet prayer. And so one of the brothers was sitting by me, and he wasn't responding to the prayer. He wasn't responding to the prayer. So it was very quiet. So after some time, you know, I shook him up just to wake him up. He just looked at me with very dreamy eyes and said, "I'm in the spirit." Well, that's what we are talking about, in the spirit. What does it mean to be in the spirit? One of the reasons why we pray and fast is to sharpen our spiritual life. We want to be in the spirit, definitely not like my friend, but we want to be in the spirit. And today we'll turn our attention to a man who was in the spirit and the experiences he had. His name is John, and he's the one the Holy Spirit used to write the book of Revelation. So Revelation chapter 1 and verse number 9 to 18. Revelation chapter 1 verse 9 to 18. Let's hear the reading of God's word. "I, John, both your brother and companion in the tribulation and kingdom and patience of Jesus Christ, was on the island that is called Patmos for the word of the Lord, for the word of God, and for the testimony of Jesus Christ. I was in the spirit on the Lord's day, and I heard behind me a loud voice as of a trumpet saying, 'I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last. And what you see, write in a book and send it to the seven churches which are in Asia, to Ephesus, to Smyrna, to Pergamos, to Thyatira, to Sardis, Philadelphia, to Laodicea.' Then I turned to see the voice that spoke with me. And having turned, I saw seven golden lampstands. And in the midst of the seven lampstands, one like the Son of Man, clothed with a garment down to the feet and gathered about the chest with a golden band. His head and hair were white like wool, as white as snow, and his eyes were a flame of fire. His feet were like fine brass, as if refined in a furnace, and his voice as the sound of many waters. He had in his right hand seven stars. Out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword, and his countenance was like the sun shining in its strength. And when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead. But he laid his right hand on me, saying to me, 'Do not be afraid. I am the first and the last. I am he who lives and was dead. And behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And I have the keys of Hades and of death.'" Amen. This was the experience that John had on the island of Patmos. And John said that he was in the spirit. He was in the spirit. John had been exiled to this island because of his faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. And when you look at the passage, although John was one of the last apostles of Jesus Christ alive, he doesn't make very big claims about himself. He just calls himself a brother, an equal, somebody who is suffering for the Lord Jesus Christ. And so when you listen to his tone, he's speaking with a lot of humility. He's not puffed up. But on this island where nobody knew him, John says he was in the Spirit. What does it mean to be in the Spirit? I'll give you two thoughts. First, it means that he was in God's presence. He was in God's presence. John was fully aware of where he was physically. He tells us the name of the island where he was. It's Patmos. And he tells us also the specific day where he had this spiritual experience. He says it was the Lord's Day, which will be Sunday. So it's not as if he's lost consciousness. He knows where he is. He knows what day it is. And yet he is in the Spirit. So being in the Spirit does not necessarily mean that you lose all consciousness. Because John was conscious. He knew where he was. He knew what day it was. And yet he was in the Spirit. Because he was in God's presence. To be in the Spirit is to be in the presence of God. Secondly, to be in the Spirit means to be aware of God's Spirit. John's spirit was in touch with God's Spirit. When we become born again, the Spirit of God comes to live in us. But many times we are not even aware that the Spirit of God is living in us. So the awareness that God's Spirit is in us, or God's Spirit is at work in a place, is what we call being in the Spirit. So I trust that this morning a lot of you are in the Spirit. You are not in the Spirit. You are in the Spirit. You are aware of God's Spirit, and you know that you are in God's presence. That's where John was. He was aware of where he was physically, but he was also aware of what was happening spiritually. Because though we are present in a physical place, there is also a spiritual dimension to our relationship with God. And I believe that in this place, the Spirit of God is here, the power of God is present, the angels of God are here. And if you are in the Spirit, you will recognize what is happening in this place. So, like John, we can also be in the Spirit. In the midst of all our challenges, we can be in the Spirit. John was persecuted. He was isolated. He was on an island, being in prison, more or less, but he was in the Spirit. That means that your problems cannot stop you from being in the Spirit. You may have severe financial challenges and still be in the Spirit. You may be having marital problems and still be in the Spirit. Don't allow the hardship you are in to separate you from the presence and the power and the reality of God. Because, you know, many times when we are going through difficulties in life, we allow the difficulties to so overwhelm us that we are never aware of the presence of God. It's important to know that although you may not be going through a good physical situation, spiritually, you can be in the Spirit. Then John says that whilst he was in the Spirit, something happened. John said he heard the voice of the Lord. He heard the voice of God. Every genuine spiritual experience must lead us to Christ. Jesus Christ himself said that when the Holy Spirit has come, he will lead us to himself. The Holy Spirit will speak of Jesus Christ. A genuine spiritual experience will not draw us away from Christ. A genuine spiritual experience for a Christian is always Christ-centered. It is not focused on your ancestors. It is not even focused on demonic activities. It is focused on Christ. A genuine spiritual experience is focused on Christ. So John said he heard a voice. What was the voice like? He said the voice sounded like a trumpet. It was a loud, trumpet-like voice. It wasn't a trumpet, but it sounded like a trumpet. That means that it was loud and it was distinct. He heard this voice when he was in the spirit. Aware of where he was, he knew I'm in Patmos. He knew it was Sunday, and yet he heard this voice that sounded like a trumpet. But it didn't just sound like a trumpet. The voice gave him a message. It gave an understandable message. So the voice said, I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last. Then in addition, the voice said, what you see, write in a book and send it to the seven churches. I want you to pay attention to what is happening. John is in the island of Patmos. He knows it is Sunday, the Lord's Day. And yet, whilst his senses are operating and he's aware of his physical bearings, something happens that is not happening in the physical. It's happening in the realm of the spirit. He has a sound. It sounds like a trumpet. And then this voice that sounds like a trumpet says, I am the Alpha and the Omega. That would be quite a sound. I don't know how it sounded, but it's almost like this trumpet blowing. I am the Alpha and the Omega. Pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa. Very strong voice. Strong sound. And then this voice that sounds like a trumpet says to him, whatever you hear, write and send to the churches. Now, when John heard this, I'm sure he's trying to figure out what's happening. I'm in Patmos. It's a Sunday. What is happening? I'm hearing something that is not of this natural world. And this voice is telling me that he's the Alpha and the Omega. And this voice is telling me to write down something. Now, if you were John, what would you do? Well, probably you run away. Or maybe you start writing. Or you bow. Or you worship and say, God has spoken to me. John did none of these. In fact, if you watch what John did after this dramatic intrusion, the passage says he turned to see who was speaking. And that is so important. Is that you don't conclude that something you have heard spiritually is God. So John turned, and when he turned, he wanted to put a face to the voice to be sure who is doing this talking. And when he turned, he saw the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. He saw the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what John saw. So he heard a voice. Now he turned and he saw the Lord Jesus Christ. Every genuine spiritual experience must lead us to Jesus. Every genuine spiritual experience. The testimony of Jesus is a spirit of prophecy. If it's of God, it will point to Jesus. If it is not of God, it will point to somebody else. And what did John see when he turned? He says, when he turned, he saw seven golden lampstands. He saw a symbol of Christ. Golden lampstands. The seven golden lampstands, if you know your Bible, were part of the articles in the tabernacle that God told Moses to build. It represents the light of God, but specifically the light of God that comes from his word. So John turned and he saw seven golden lampstands. Well, at this time still he can't conclude that what he's hearing is from God. So he saw the seven golden lampstands. Then he said he saw somebody walking within the golden lampstands. In the midst of the seven lampstands, one like the Son of Man. He saw the reality of the glorified Christ. He saw Christ glorified. John knew how Jesus looked like. He was close to Jesus. So when he heard the voice and he turned, he saw the symbol of Christ and he saw the reality of Christ. And the passage says, the head of his hair were white as wool. His eyes like a flame of fire. His feet like fine brass. His voice like the sound of many waters. His right hand holding seven stars. Out of his mouth went sharp two-edged sword. His countenance like the sun shining in his strength. This thing that John saw didn't look like a physical human being, Jesus. It is the glorified Jesus. Because Jesus is resurrected, he's in heaven, this is his glorified form. And that is what John saw. In the spirit, he heard a voice. He saw. What did he do next? He said, when he saw that, he fell before the Lord. He fell before the Lord. Real spiritual encounters bring us to the feet of Jesus. Real spiritual encounters bring us to the feet of Jesus. During this time of prayer and fasting, people will have spiritual encounters. And may God make you aware of the spiritual. But if you have a spiritual encounter, whether it's a vision, whether it's a dream, whether it is something you heard, I want you to follow what John followed. He had the encounter, he heard the voice, but he had to verify who was speaking. Is it Jesus? Is it my mind? Is it somebody else whose voice I'm hearing? Because you cannot conclude that the spiritual experience you are having is of God. Sometimes it may not be of God. But John verified. And when he saw clearly this was Jesus, of course it is Jesus glorified. He knew Jesus. He knew how Jesus looks like. And this was Jesus. He bowed at the feet of Jesus. Every spiritual encounter must bring us to the feet of Jesus. If the spiritual encounter doesn't make you love Jesus more, serve him more, do his will, and obey him, then it is not of God. If a spiritual encounter points more to the devil than to the Lord Jesus Christ, it is not of God. If the spiritual encounter points to a dead ancestor of yours and does not point to Christ, it is not of God. because it is of God, it will finally lead us to the feet of Jesus Christ and not take us away from the feet of Jesus Christ. And that was the encounter that John had. During these 40 days, God will visit us in many ways. And one of the things I'm praying for is that you will be in the spirit and experience the supernatural. There are some of you who said, I've never had a supernatural experience. You will have a supernatural experience. And God will touch you and God will visit you. Before we partake of communion, I just want us to spend a couple of minutes praying. And we want to just use this story of John as the basis of prayer and ask God to do something in our lives. So why don't you rise up before the Lord wherever you are as we pray and seek the face of the Lord. Just lift up your hands to the Lord and say, Heavenly Father, make me aware of your presence and of your spirit. Help me to discern your presence and your spirit wherever I am, in Jesus' name. Now begin to pray and ask God to make you aware of his presence. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I want you to pray and ask the Lord to open your spiritual eyes and open your spiritual ears to hear and to see the things that he wants you to hear and to see. So pray and say, Heavenly Father, open my spiritual ears, open my spiritual eyes, give me discernment of spirit, and help me to hear you and to see you. To hear you and to see you in this time, in this season, as I wait upon you in Jesus' name. Now begin to pray. Begin to pray and ask God to open your spiritual eyes and spiritual ears. Heavenly Father, as we approach you this morning, may you reveal yourself to your children as we partake of this Holy Communion. Let Christ be present at this table. Let his presence be real and let his glory be manifested. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for listening to Living Word. To interact with Pastor Mensah Otebi, like his page on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter at Mensah Otebi. Email otebi@centralgospel.com or call +233 302 688 000.